couple weeks ago, we threatened that we were going to have Mr. Sebring, Blake Sebring, come back to the program. And by golly, today's the day that they called my number, and I had to do it. So there you are. But Blake is there. Hey, Blake, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
So now this book, this is book number what?
15.
Book number. You can't.
I get bored easy.
I was gonna say you can't find a job to stay with it.
Well, so there's that.
Is this one of them that you're going to end up enjoying this one probably the best because of what it is?
It was probably the most fun to put together just because I got to reconnect with all the guys.
Okay.
And it wasn't like I was, I'd kept track of most of them over the years. So, I mean, when I told all, the funny thing was, is when I told them what I was doing, they all called back within a day because they were so excited.
Is that right?
Yeah. They want to do a reunion like tomorrow.
Wow.
And that's just not possible this year. But next year's the 30th and maybe it'll work out then. But I mean, they were just like, a lot of them haven't ever been back and they were just so excited. You know?
And you're talking about the guys. These are the guys from the roster of the Fort Wayne Comets 92-93. That was such an unusual season because what? What is it about that season that makes it stand alone?
Well, two things. One, they went undefeated in the playoffs.
Which is unheard of.
Yeah, there was one other team in pro hockey history, and they had the home ice advantage, and they didn't play the schedule the Comets did. But the other thing is, they beat San Diego.
Yeah.
Which is just as important as the undefeated, because nobody ever thought either one could happen.
Yeah, yeah, because Fort Wayne, at the time, we were 180,000-200,000 people, and you're going up against San Diego.
After beating Atlanta, too.
Yes, yes. You know, I mean, deeper pockets.
And then Cleveland.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this isn't like knocking off lower Slobovia, you know. These are pretty good-sized teams.
Yeah.
So this, it's a beautiful cover, by the way.
Yeah, Andy Nichols did the artwork, and Angel North put it together for the cover. She just does amazing work on covers.
I mean, with that picture right there, you get all the energy of winning the playoffs right there in that one picture.
And I picked that picture on purpose because you can't see anybody's faces, but they're all working together lifting.
Yep.
And I thought that was really appropriate.
Yep. You don't see anybody's faces. You can't read their names off the backs of the uniforms. It's just all of them there, and there it is. It kind of reminds me of the picture that's on the wall in my study of 16 when the Cubs won the World Series.
Oh.
And the whole pile, they're out there and they're not just jumping straight up in the air. And you can't really, for a minute, you can't tell who's who, and you got to get in there and look. That's kind of the way this is. The name of the book is Perfect, and they can get the book right now, right?
Yeah, it's at Amazon, it's at This and That, it's at Hyde Brothers, it's at Coney Island, Visit Fort Wayne, and the History Center.
Now, there are a ton of pictures, a ton of stories in here. How did you decide to put this together? I mean, this isn't a game by game through the season or anything like that. You kind of take it person by person, don't you?
Well, the first 100 pages are a recap of what happened. And I had to do it because I realized while I was watching the Bulls' Last Dance documentary that I was like, why would I watch it? I lived through it. And then I realized that half the people in Fort Wayne currently were either too young or weren't born when that happened. So that whole 93 playoffs has been mythologized because you're not seeing highlights of it every spring.
Yep.
You know, if there are any highlights, they're buried in one of the TV station storage closets somewhere.
Yep. I mean, it's 9 years older than 9/11.
Yeah.
So it's been a while.
Yeah. You know? It's. And it deserves it. I mean, it was the most remarkable sporting event in Fort Wayne history. I mean, it deserves.
In fact, I'm not sure we understood out here where the laymen live. Now, you guys that are eat, breathe, and drink this stuff, you knew it. But out here, I don't think at first we realized how big it was.
Uh-uh.
You know, it was just unbelievable.
Well, then you go home and you see it on ESPN and you see it on CNN, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, maybe we did something.
Yeah. I mean, I remember people racing through downtown, horns blaring.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
Comet flags flying in the back of trucks and everything.
Yeah. I mean, not at the Coliseum. I mean, all over the city.
Oh, yeah. 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 Kroger parking lots.
Yeah.
The name I remember from this one is Pokey Redick.
Yeah.
Because he was there in goal and just did kind of an amazing job. And then after that, he just wasn't around a whole lot.
Well, he was in Cincinnati because he signed a big contract with Florida.
Yeah.
And then he played the Comets the next year in the playoffs. And the Comets beat him.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much to this. It's just, The book is a little bit about the 90s as an era for the Comets.
It's why a pitcher never wants to come back and play against the team he used to pitch for, because the guys know your tell.
Right.
If you see him put his tongue out the corner of his mouth, he's throwing a sinker. You know, and with Pokey, I think maybe some of the guys had his number a little bit.
Oh, they were definitely in his head.
Now you knew, you and I were talking before you came on the air, you could do over half this book from memory.
Oh, just, easily.
Just because you lived it.
Yeah.
What was it that because he sits here and he's got a few pages on each one of the guys that are involved in the book.
And I talked to each one of them, too.
And they're talking from their angle. Here's what mattered to me. This is what happened. Any surprises for you?
Oh, tons.
What mattered to
tons.
Them? Can you give me one or two?
I'll give you one, and I can, because I don't want to give it all away.
Sure.
Because there was a lot of things I didn't know. Steve Wilson, and I remembered this at the time, but I didn't get the detail I did now. He had to leave. He went out and partied with the guys that night, and he left at, like, I don't know, 6 a.m.? He was getting married the next day in Dayton, you know? And he said, I just kind of zombied my way through the whole thing. So, and it was an early afternoon wedding, thank goodness.
So you win the cup.
Yeah, and you don't really...
And you go undefeated, and you're out... Because you're partying like crazy because,
right.
You know, I don't drink, but I would have been loaded on Cherry Coke because, I mean, you've done the unthinkable.
Yes.
You know, and if anybody realized what they did, it was them.
Yes.
And so then he got married the next day?
Right. And they had talked about moving the wedding, but they'd already sent he was a guy that got called up late from Dayton.
Yep.
And his wife was in Dayton. You know, I mean, so they'd already sent out all the stuff, all the hotel rooms had been booked, everything.
Yeah.
And they probably never thought that the season would go all this way. Nobody thought.
Yep.
You know, and he got down there in time to play golf with all his groomsmen and his buddies. He, I said, you can't remember any of that, right? He goes, well, I've watched the video a few times. You know what I mean? And he goes, and the coolest thing about it, they got a timeshare. They were going to go on their honeymoon to a timeshare from some family friends. And his wife says, you know what? We're going to do that later. You need to go back to Fort Wayne.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Can you imagine?
That's a hockey wife right there.
No kidding. And they're still married. You know,
is that right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
It is. It's a fantastic little story.
Yeah. That's
there's
amazing.
A lot of those in there.
Okay. We got the book right here. And we got to step away here for a minute for a quick break. But he's going to stay with me for another segment. Blake Sebring. You know Blake. He knows everything about anything about sports that's ever happened in and around the fort. And this is book number one.
Oh, that's not a challenge.
Yeah, this is book number what?
15,
yeah. He's gonna do it right one of these times. But lots of practice. And this is a stunning book. This is a book that'll actually look nice on your shelf if people come in. And just the excitement in that picture on the cover is awesome. Hey, we're back. Here we are Wednesday and sitting right there in the newsmaker chair. My good friend, Blake Sebring. Blake, again on a rainy Wednesday, thanks for being around.
No problem.
You, in this book, and you've, all the guys from the team that year, 92, 93, you've got them in here, you've talked to them. Some people that were around that weren't really part of the team, you know, you got Bob Chase and, you know, you've got the Fronkies and all that. Randy Brown is in here.
Yes.
And people are just like, well, he was just kind of like the landlord. I mean, for the county,
exactly.
He just ran the Coliseum. But he had kind of a cool angle on this, right?
He did, and that's why. I mean, I specifically talked to him with this angle in mind of what was it like to have all those people in the building waiting to buy tickets?
Yeah.
Which we don't do anymore because we just do it online.
You get online,
A 1,000, 2,000 people waiting in the building, wrapped around the arena or into the expo center to buy tickets. And everybody was happy. And it wasn't like everybody was sitting there on their phone either. They were actually talking to people.
Yeah.
And they were all so excited about it. It was a communal thing.
I went in there one night to get tickets. And I mean, the buzz in the room was amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. Do you think... Now, and I don't know about, I'm talking now not really about having an undefeated playoff season or anything like that, but because of how we do tickets now and because of the over-marketing of everything, do you think we can ever recreate that feeling again? Do you think that's going to happen or do we?
You haven't read the last chapter of the book.
Uh-oh.
You have to wait and read the last chapter of the book. Okay. How's that?
Yeah, you got to get the book, by the way. Perfect. And they can get this at Amazon. So either you get there and you go to Amazon, you just do a search under their books for... Perfect,
or just go under my name,
Blake Sebring. Yeah, because all your books will come up, right?
Yeah.
What's your? Now you said this one was fun to do.
It was.
What's another book that you've done that was fun to do?
Onto the Show, which was about all the Comets who'd either played in the NHL or played here before they went to the NHL.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Talking to guys like Kevin Weeks, Brendan Faber, who's the PR director for the Bears now, who was the PR director for the Blackhawks when they won 3 Stanley Cups. Talking to Scotty Bowman, his daughter lives here, and what it was like for him to come and just sit in the crowd and people leave him alone.
You didn't have to beg these guys to get interviewed for this book. I mean, it's like they wanted to come out of the woodwork, right?
Yeah. Oh, big time.
Yeah.
It was fun. I mean, it was a blast.
Did you talk to Fletcher?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's still here in town?
Yeah, he still does bread for Meyer Stores and for Aunt Millie's.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I mean, he married a local girl.
Yeah.
And a lot of these guys married local girls.
Yeah.
And they've got families here. I mean, heck, some of them got grandkids here.
Well, he was,
you know.
Careful. But,
yeah.
No, but he was such a great guy.
And then, one of the fun parts of the book for me was there were so many guys in the book who mentioned Steve, especially the younger guys, and what it was like for them to learn from him on being a professional.
Yeah.
And how he would work with them on things and always stay late after practice and stuff. Those guys really, really respected him.
Yeah. Talk to me. You got a couple guys in this book that were only like 9 or 10 years of age back when this season happened.
The first two chapters of the book are Kaylee Schrock and Brandon Warner. And I did that specifically because I wanted somebody who grew up here and I knew those guys were there. And their perspective on being 10 years old and 9 years old and watching that from the stands, you never forget anything that happens when you're 9 and 10.
Yep.
And those guys were just, you could just, like, they wanted to suit up as soon as we started talking about it. You could tell. I mean, they had such an amazing perspective, and they really brought a remembrance of what the energy was like around those games to be in the arena.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be interesting this year. We're hoping that the Comets, having won the Cup last
year. Me too. I need to sell a lot of books.
Yeah. but I mean, a lot of people didn't expect them to do what they did last year,
right?
Let alone 92-93. So it's kind of like almost like a revisit to that same kind of a mentality and an attitude. And it'll be interesting to see how they attack it this year. But this book, if you've been in Fort Wayne forever, this book is going to mean a lot to you because you're going to be reading this and going, okay, I remember that, and I remember him, and yep, I remember when that happened in that game, and I remember this, and I remember that. And if you're brand new to Fort Wayne and you're just trying to figure out what team you want to follow, this is a great way to get, you know, understand the mentality behind the Comets because it's a weird quirk of its own. It's
well,
not
like
just
you said,
hockey.
It's neat that 8 or 9 of those guys are still here.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they didn't leave, and they're still at the games. They're still just as approachable now as they were then.
Yeah.
You know.
Be careful if you come to Fort Wayne to play hockey, because we'll suck you in, man. I'm just telling you right now. We've got women standing by ready to marry you and all that.
like Steve Fletcher said, yeah, that was the small print in the contract they didn't tell us about.
congratulations on a great book.
Thank you.
This is perfect. The Fort Wayne Comets, 1993 championship run undefeated and just through the playoffs, which was just after some of the beatings that they took during the course of the year.
They started 2-7.
Yeah. And then, like you said, some of the teams they had to beat to get there.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously? Really? So this really is an amazing book. So congratulations on this. My copy is on my desk at home, and I'm going to peel it out and start digging through that. Because, I mean, everybody that lived here then, we remember the season, you know. You say it'll never be done again. It might, but it'd be pretty tough.
I mean, it would be different.
Lightning strikes
twice. I mean, that was just such a once in a billion year thing.
Yep.
I mean,
Blake, thanks a ton.
Okay.
Always appreciate having you in here. Always glad when he comes by.
Podcasts by Federated Media.